Hello everyone, Brixton Stormforged here. Welcome to the Dice and Demons podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please consider leaving a review on whatever platform you're listening on.
Immediately enough of that. Let's do the damn thing. Whoever wants to take it away, fun facts.
I can go first.
Let's do the damn... All right, yeah.
I'm Justin. I play Tanya Buckets. Almost said Warforged. She's not a Warforged. That was my last character.
Skull, cheers.
Rip Metal Buckets.
Rip Metal Buckets.
Rip.
I play Tanya Buckets, a Wood Elf Paladin. That's what she is. It's taking me a minute.
Damn, we're a little rusty, okay. Guys. Bear with us here. It's been
fun
a couple
fact
weeks.
About Tanya, she has another pet velociraptor that is named Raspberry Jam.
So blueberry pancakes and raspberry jam.
Yep, and raspberry jam. But raspberry jam's too young to go on adventures, so.
Aw, that's cute.
Aw.
Just a baby killing machine.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, I am Matt, and I play Brixton Stormforged, the Earth Genasi Monk Druid. And I'm going to piggyback off of my fun fact from like two sessions ago, where Brixton likes to name inanimate object. His longbow, he calls Vera.
Ooh.
Oh, very cool.
Hi, I'm Maddie. I play Shrimp. And my fun fact is Shrimp never
shrimp.
Learned... Damn. My fun fact is Shrimp never learned how to ride a bike.
I'm going to teach Shrimp how to ride a bike.
Oh my god. In this desert.
I'm just like holding the back of the seat and letting go. You're doing it.
I got my training wheels and knee pads.
No training wheels for you.
What do you mean, no training wheels?
You can't learn to ride a bike with training wheels on.
No handlebars.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
Oh, somebody had to say it.
Yeah. My name's Will. I play Nugs or Aarakocra Bard. And Nug's fun fact is he likes to collect small colored pebbles if he ever finds any. He likes to name them.
Oh.
Yeah,
nice.
Just a little pebble collector.
Real rock fetishes going on in here.
Me and Nugs are going to bond over our rock collection. Got some really
Shrimp.
Cool rocks. You
Shrimp,
want to see
look
them?
At that cloud.
You want to see my rocks?
Wow.
We had originally left off. Whew. That's a good question. We are in the middle of a full blown party right now. You guys had just gone to a pretty sketchy dice game, snagged some dice, started a bar fight, found your way downstairs in a fight club after. Before all of this happened, there was a pretty pivotal moment where Arathis had come down and made himself known to the entire crowd after flying in on a gigantic sort of bone dragon. And then you guys proceeded to those events, made your way to the Reeking Swine, wound up in a underground fight club, crushing your competition, and then making your way outside to procure a giant space hamster. I believe right now you are standing in the middle of the court where, again, probably only a couple hours has passed and it is getting into the real trashy hours of the evening where everyone around you is progressively getting much, much more intoxicated. Pretty rapidly, you're starting to see people fall over around the buildings in front of the taverns. Party is in full swing, and Hazy the Hashling is now on stage ripping up a crazy beat, and there's a large crowd formed in front of him, in front of the Capitol. And with that, the party is yours.
So, first thing, I think the only thing that we left out there was the whole drinking game in the other bar, where I was a barmaid the entire time.
There was a drinking game involved as well. Mm-hmm.
I was the four-armed barmaid.
Mm-hmm.
I got the giant space hamster sauce. We got that at the end.
You got the sauce, man. You got the sauce.
You got the sauce.
Shrimp Cocktail obtained her very own warg.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I did.
And got punched in the face.
I did get my shit rocked, yeah.
I did get punched in the face.
I earned it, I know.
You got punched in the face?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
By the fight club.
Yeah, Tarnia.
Oh, yours truly.
And I beat the fuck out of that monk. The other monk.
So, yeah, like, how do we handle this giant hamster now that we have? So just walk this, around with us?
Hold on.
Like,
this psychic giant hamster.
Yes. Yeah.
Can he psychically talk to all of us? Or how does this work?
I believe so.
Sure, that's how he talked to us in the beginning.
No, he can't speak with animals.
Yeah, but I guess I didn't have to.
Yeah.
Well, I think hello really hard at it. I don't know how this works. I'm just a simple chicken.
Let me double check here.
Just a small town
yeah,
chicken.
It's like he's like the size of like a brown bear.
Oh, okay. That's cute.
Awesome. I am currently riding on top of him.
Yeah, I was to say, it's all yours, buddy.
He's walking on 2 feet.
So you can figure out how to handle the giant hamster.
I'm just
Bricks
like on his shoulders.
You're welcome. This is your birthday present.
Together, we're like...
Oh my god. They
like,
have...
like 14 feet tall.
Oh my god.
Can you
just
wild shape
towering over everything?
Could you wildest shape into one of them?
I probably could now that I've seen him.
Yeah. Imagine like two hamster brothers beating the fuck out of them.
Yeah, I probably could do that, and I can probably summon a bunch of them now.
Jesus. Okay,
scatter!
Well.
We just did a bunch of hamsters run away.
Bunch of giant hamsters.
Yeah.
Giant psychic hamsters.
Yeah, we're gonna say he's telekinetic.
So we're just in the crowd watching a show.
Telepathic.
He's telepathetic.
So yeah, in response to going, you're saying you're thinking hello at him really hard.
Yeah.
I'm just like scratching his like head and like nuzzling him.
Hello.
His fur is so
tiny,
soft.
Tiny chicken man.
Anyone else here? It's just me.
It's really good.
I think we're all there.
He's definitely enjoying like the screeches.
Oh yeah, he's getting lots of screeches.
But yeah, no, only Nugs. You can hear him. It seems like he's directing his thought patterns at you. You're the one engaging him in conversation.
Oh, okay. Well, so hey, welcome to the team. You're gonna make a great addition. That guy riding you wants to like own you. So if you're cool with that, you can come part of our team.
I suppose. I mean, being passed around here is kind of my objective. I don't know if I like the term ownership, but
Well, how about you, just a fellow team member?
I like that much more.
Really hard, friend.
I'll nod right back at you and friend. Yes, indeed.
Cool.
Friend. All right.
Friend. Can we give you a cool new name, cool code name?
Butterbean.
Butterbeans.
I was given my last one. I'm not particularly attached to it. What did you have in mind?
Butterbeans.
Okay, so now there's like a three-way telepathic conversation going on here. You guys
I'm just
can kind of all
butter
hear.
Beans. I don't know that they're talking. I'm just thinking butterbeans. The friend and butterbeans is what I've said to it.
Butterbeans. Butterbeans is friend. I like this.
All right, bud. Well, you just speak up if you ever want to, you know, do something, or you're part of the team now.
Yeah. Interesting. I'm curious to see where these adventures will lead us.
We're equal opportunity group.
Sounds great. It's a lot better than
you saddled up, partner.
Sure, sure. I suppose I've got to earn my keep.
I am going to get a pack.
So there's nothing else really going on but a concert, Hazy.
In the immediate vicinity, yeah.
Remembering that Arathis went into the city hall, I was hoping to cast Mislead, which is a 5th level illusion spell, it says you become invisible at the same time that an illusionary double of yours appears where you are standing. The double lasts for the duration, but the invisibility ends if you attack or cast a spell. If you can use your action to move and then like stuff for battle, but I was thinking of branching off. If they were to not notice, I'd leave a double and go do some snooping.
Oh, shit. She's going to... Oh, like, you're going to trick us. Like, we don't know that you're really gone.
Yeah, I got an own little double, so you can just drag my body double around she's while just... I'm busy doing real... doing this.
She's just, like, drooling on herself. Like, what's wrong with her?
I got shrimp on my back.
Like a backpack.
I think because you're also in the School of Illusion, you can make it audible and visual.
Yeah, I can. I can see through its eyes, hear through its ears, as if I were located where it's at.
So it could basically just be you, other than if we put our hands on you, I guess.
Exactly. No one's going to notice.
How long does this last for?
It lasts for an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, especially if you just make it do some snarky remarks every 5 seconds, and you'll never know the difference.
Yeah, I'll just call back in. Dum-dum.
Nuz is coming
in. Your mom!
Yeah, for real.
That's your mom every now and then. We're just
there's like a wind up box. Like, all of a sudden, just yelling on Tarnya's shoulders, your mom!
That's what she said.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, Nugs is still kind of mad about the explosion that happened. I think with the chest. Still pretty reasonable.
He's super surly. That is fresh.
Yeah.
It's like same day fresh.
Yeah. Like just came from it fresh.
Our real personas had weeks to heal.
Your mom at you will definitely liven the mood.
Every 35 seconds, she just screams, your mom, in like any situation we're in.
Your mouth just like isn't moving with the words that you're making out of your animatronic. It's just like, your mom!
Your mom!
Your mom!
Yeah. Right. All right, well... I mean, I'm assuming we could probably just let that happen. I don't think we have to, like, roll something for that, right? Because
anybody notice the shrimp is acting super normal right now?
Yeah.
Is this weird, you guys, that nothing has changed? So, I mean, I would say that... Is there a wisdom save for anybody that's, like, trying to notice you do this and all? Or, I mean, you just kind of make it happen.
I know the spell save is 16.
Okay.
On my end.
So, I mean, I would...
What kind of save does it say?
It just says spell save.
I feel like it could also probably just happen because like we're not gonna be looking out for it.
You guys have had a couple drinks at this point. You've been in a fight club. There's a whole lot of chaos going on right now, and it's not like you're trying to fool an enemy. So, I would say
we would notice.
Sweet, sweet. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna cast mislead, and I'm gonna start making my way towards City Hall.
Butterbeans might notice, but he might not notice. Tell us.
Butterbeans don't need to say anything.
As an illusionary image wouldn't have a mental response.
Okay.
Fair. But okay. I can see and hear through it, so I will be up to date with whatever you guys do.
That's cool as shit.
Exactly. So I'm not missing anything.
You're like splitting your mind and just walking off in two different places. That's
kind of
a
surprise.
And I can hold it for an hour. Yeah.
Your mom. Astral production.
Your mom. Your mom.
You guys sound like the fucking seagulls from Finding Nemo.
Yeah, right.
Your mom. Okay.
What did you... How hard did you hit her, Tarnya?
I've laid on hands. She should be fine.
Your mom.
Oh, I don't understand. I can't help.
Your mom.
It just runs away every time anybody tries to touch it.
Just running around, just saying, your mom.
Love it. Right. Okay, so we can do that with Shrimp. She's going to move towards the Capitol.
You've heard already.
Maintaining her invisibility, working her way through the crowd. Upon entry, you hear voices coming from the library off to your immediate right.
Library.
I'm going to go snoop. Go snoop at the library.
They're, okay. So they are under some hushed tones, but it doesn't appear to be a private meeting here. As you turn the corner and enter you see Arathis surrounded by everybody that he had originally arrived with, standing in one of the aisles as he's pilfering through some books kind of casually. And you notice as he's reaching out and looking at these that his right arm is completely made of bone. There's no flesh on it whatsoever. It's a literal skeleton hand coming out from underneath his cape. He seems kind of indecisive about what he's picking through and is going through multiple books and just kind of scanning.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear that there's a conversation happening between the drow, the two drows, and the dragonborn that are standing right next to him.
Okay, I'm gonna make a mental note of the one dragonborn.
There's the two.
It was one drow and one dragonborn.
two drows, one dragonborn.
Yes. I'm gonna make note of the one.
There's a male drow and a female drow, okay, and a dragonborn.
Can I hear what they're talking about?
No, Romeo, you're probably about 40 feet away from them. Mm-hmm. So give me a perception check.
That's 15.
15. Okay. As you lean in a little bit closer, you hear the male drow, as he kind of like shrugs his shoulders from the back, they appear to be getting a little frustrated, and you hear the drow say, "It's supposed to be here. I'm not sure exactly where it would have been, or if it was even common knowledge. This may not be the right place to look. Is there anywhere else that may have been stowed?" And then you'll hear Arathis respond, "That's your job. You should know exactly where this is. If it wound up in this library, that's an even bigger problem."
Okay. I'm looking for all that paper. Cool.
The blank paper and the highlighters, yeah.
Yeah.
An item they're looking for. Interesting.
Probably that book we took from... What? Interact.
Which book did we take from Anorak?
We took a book from Anorak's office. That okay. Was...
You know, the super, super important book that describes the entire history of the place that you're in?
Yes.
That's the one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That. I remember it distinct.
Could be that book.
Probably the book. I'm so happy that Arnamil is... fucking his wife right now. Put that out there.
Arnamil's what? Oh, with his wife?
So I guess while she's doing that, I would like to propose, like, "Hey guys, seems like we're pretty safe here. Y'all want to split off?"
Does everybody want to fucking split up?
Your mom!
Just, mom. I was getting ready to do it too. Damn. Leave me to the punch. Your mom!
I'll take shrimp and find
your
some
area
to sleep.
Yeah, please take her. She's more annoying than normal.
She's just
fuck
like
you,
orbiting
your
here.
Mom!
Whoa!
Does when you speak through your animatronic goblin, does... Does that come out loud on your person?
No.
I don't think it does.
I think she basically is just
setting it to
recording.
I can, like, switch my conscience
to
the other one as, like, okay. I'm speaking through the other one.
So imagine kind of, like, astral projection.
Mm. Well, I imagine it is, like, she can basically set a recording. Like, so basically, it's going to follow us and say something that she tells it to say. Like, unless she does something else to look through it and change its behavior.
It says I can switch from using the double senses to my own. I can switch between those.
Okay, gotcha.
But I imagine it can kind of be an autonomous for the most part if you just set it to like do it. One thing.
So before we move on with the group, is there anything else that you want to do in here, Shrimp? Are you trying to get closer, or how do you want
to? I'm gonna wait and see if something like happens, if they find something, or if like any names come out.
Let them rummage for a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we can go to the rest of the group for a minute, because it looks like they're kind of just like, now that they've been whispering back and forth, and it sounds like Arathis is getting a little more frustrated, the rest of the group surrounding him have started kind of pilfering through books and going into other sections of the library as well.
Yeah, I'm just observing.
Okay. Fly on the wall. All right, so we can go back to the rest of the group for a minute while that is taking place then. What did you guys have in mind?
I would take Shrimp to go sleep on the hill.
Your mom!
Yes.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm not going
to
sleep.
Why did that catch me off guard? That was funny.
I guess I'll just make my exit. And
I know Nugs is probably ready to party.
Yeah, I'm fucking staying up. I'm partying. I don't know what's like.
I want to go talk to the seed vendor. What's her name? Loquacia?
Loquacia. Aquarius.
I think it was Loquacia. Pretty sure.
Dandelion's niece, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dandelion's niece, Loquacia.
Was that her name? Like,
no.
History check. I talked to her.
Give me a
I guess I'll do a history check. Definitely Loquacia. Oh.
History is not the greatest, but maybe I'll get a good roll.
I got a 14.
I got a 14.
Woo! You both got 14s?
Yeah.
Okay. It definitely... Yeah, and then a sound is starting to come to mind. It's not like lin, maybe a lin. It's right on the tip of your tongue. But you can't quite grasp it.
You know, I never actually got her name. I'm going to go ask her name.
Yeah, there we go. That'll solve it.
I'm going to...
I'm pretty sure.
Go find her.
Okay.
I forgot it.
Okay. No, it was Nugs that ran ahead.
Yeah, I do.
It was Nugs. Oh, okay.
I didn't write it down.
So I'm gonna run Nugs over to that area. I'm gonna be like, Nugs, have fun partying.
Okay.
Have fun with Shrimp. I don't know what's wrong with her.
Yes, we're going to go have a heart to heart at the hill.
Okay, so we're split up, I guess.
Okay.
What's the worst that could happen?
Okay. Nugs told me her name was Loquacia, so I'm gonna go and
Hey, yo, Loquacia.
I'm gonna go talk to her and see if, like, hey, girl.
Oh, hello.
Do you want to help me do something?
Depends on. Depends on what you're asking.
Are you in this business for just the money, or are you in it to help? What is the place we're in?
We cannot take 3 weeks off at a time anymore. Arcaosa?
Yeah, I'm only 20 for that, so it's Arcaosa. Yeah,
Arcaosa. Okay. I mean, the whole reason we do this is to help people. It's literally the craft of medicine and nourishment. Why?
That's awesome.
Why is it that you ask?
Really admirable. Have you ever met a druid before?
Several, yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. So what I was thinking is maybe we grow a giant garden outside of this place.
That proves to be quite difficult. That's why we do mostly indoor grows.
Why indoor?
So we can have our own, you know, potted soil that we can kind of till and generate and maintain ourselves. As far as large-scale farming goes, the soil in here, I mean, it's not even soil, it's sand and clay and bedrock. That's why most of the soil that we get is brought in from the north.
Well, I might have some capabilities to make that a little bit better for us.
That I'm very, very interested, yes.
So, would you want to donate some seeds for this odd.
Again, maybe I could help you a little bit further here. How about this?
I'll donate some money to you and your business, and you donate some seat.
That just sounds like a regular transaction.
It's different.
Like a golf tourney sponsorship kind of thing.
Do you have corn?
As of right now, most of the seeds I have here are medicinal, but I would say that my aunt is probably bringing stuff more related to food and nourishment. We have like a lot of salves and medical property herbs in here. You know, if you have rashes or bad dental hygiene, we might be able to help out more immediately. But I'm sure when Dandelion comes down, that she tends to bring the ones from her crops, as that's where she has the most room to work with up there. I don't grow crops here in the city.
My friend Nugs has all kinds of rashes, so let Dandelion know when you see her that he could use some stuff.
Nugs, you said?
Yeah, he has all kinds of rashes.
I'm pretty sure Nugs is standing right next to Brixton right now.
Covered in rashes.
No, he walked away from me.
Oh, he walked away. Okay, he's still up. Okay.
So as soon as she gets here, let her know that Nugs has a bunch of rashes.
Nugs has a rash. Okay. So are you still interested in anything here
I'm gonna go prepare a space. Here's 50 gold.
Wow.
When she gets here, okay, I would like some seat.
That's incredible. I will most definitely convey your message. And then, yes, I'll be here all week, and about midweek she should be here, I believe. I think about Tuesday or Wednesday she'll be down. She had some unfinished business to attend to up there. Something about cleaning and digging. Not the normal type of message I usually get from her, but
just remember, Nugs has rashes.
Nugs has rashes. Nugs needs help with his rashes.
He needs help with
his rashes. Was that the Aarakocra that was here earlier?
Yes, the chicken man.
Oh, yes, okay. He seemed to know my aunt quite well.
They're really bothering him.
Okay. I'll make sure. Maybe I'll have something ready for him, too, the next time I see him. Let's see if we can take care of those two.
And, you know, when you see him next, give him the stuff and just say, this is for your rat.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you again for your patronage.
Hey, you're welcome.
Could I interest you in a medicinal drink for your walking about of the festival here, especially for such kind donation? It's a very uplifting custom concoction of mine.
Yes,
it's it's hard to describe, but it won't knock you out, and you'll definitely still maintain a lot of your functions. I would say that
I have a lot of work to do.
It has a bit of a zing to it, yes. I know you were planning on doing something. That's why I figured I'd provide
a little
assistance here. She's gonna hand over. It's like almost like a leather bulb with a cork in it. Extend it out to you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, kind sir. I didn't catch your name, by the way.
I'm Brixton Stormforge.
Brixton, it's
nice to meet you. What was your name?
Lenora. It's been a pleasure.
Lenora.
Scribble.
I'm even spelling it wrong. Okay, there we go.
Lenora.
Oh, sweet. It's exactly how I spelled it. Good job for spelling it the way I spelled it.
I was like, did you just good job yourself?
No, just good job to you for spelling it the way I spelled it.
Reverse good job.
Reverse.
Okay.
All right. Well, then Brixton is going to go off with his bulb. How does this make me feel?
It's got a bit of a musky nose to it as you uncork it. And it's kind of hard to like make out what it looks like in there, but there seems like there's a greenish tinge to it. You're getting like
nice,
almost like a rooty, musky, spicy smell greets your nose.
Okay.
It doesn't smell great.
Can I do a nature check?
Yeah.
That is a 7.
It's a 7.
It's got an oaky afterbirth.
You can't quite tell what this concoction is, but from your vast knowledge of plants and herbs, it doesn't appear to be anything that would be particularly harmful. It does seem a little bit strange to you, though. It's not something you've necessarily encountered before. At least you don't think.
Yeah, I'm going to chug that as I'm walking out into the... I guess I'm going to walk towards the outer wall, one of the outer gates.
Okay.
This outer gate.
All right. If we're splitting up, we're going to have to do round table separate dialogues here. So you want to say that you're heading towards the desert here?
Yeah. I'm just heading towards the desert.
Okay.
And you can move on to the next person while I'm walking.
Who wants to decide where they're...
riding on Butterbeans.
Oh, Tarnia's ready to go.
Yeah. I want to go to the tree on the hill. The Metal Buckets Memorial. Ow.
Okay.
And I'm going to sit down with Shrimp. Like across from Shrimp. And and I'm going to try to have a heart-to-heart with Shrimp's...
Oh, no. Okay. All right.
Shrimp, something's been going on.
Do it. Do the content.
That's what she said.
Do it.
Your mom.
Something's been going on with you.
Your mom.
If there's something bothering you.
Your mom.
You should speak up.
Your mom.
I don't get it. You're making it impossible to talk to.
Your mom.
Devastated.
I want to apologize for the punch. Maybe I hit you too hard.
You think?
But there's no reason to be a child about it.
Listen. I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be between me and you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here.
Well, where are you then?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, that was your mom moment right there.
Damn.
Where are you? Doing your mom?
Doing your mom?
Damn. Missed opportunity. I'm looking.
So, you know what's happening here? Like, you know what's around your... You know what's around you? Can you see?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can see and hear, but right now I'm a little occupied. I'll be back with information, but for right now I'm busy.
Okay, I guess we'll put our conversation on hold.
You start trying to talk to her then.
Your mom.
Like,
Would you like to send this message? Press 1.
1?
For more options, press 2.
2?
Or you can just simply hang up.
For Spanish, press 3.
Uh-oh. Let's not do that again.
All right, I guess I'm just going to wait until Shrimp gets back then.
Okay. Your mom.
Oh.
Nugs, I think you're up, buddy.
It's really the only thing that's around me is just I have no idea of like what I want to do, and just watching Hazy do a concert. So unless something like presents itself to me that I'm like, oh yeah, that looks cool, I'll go do that. I'm just probably just gonna hang out in the crowd, just party.
Are you just partying?
I don't know what else to do, honestly. Yeah, we don't have like any missions or anything really.
I mean, you have a major mission, but
was I allowed outside of the city?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the guards are, there's people coming in and out constantly. I mean, it's throughout the night, but there's not really much of a crowd outside. Nugs, I will say that while you're standing there, probably, I would assume, double-fisting some drinks, and among the crowd, out of the corner of your eye, you see a large shadow kind of dart in between some people. And as you turn your head, immediately disappears.
Can I walk over to it? I walk over where I thought he just was.
Mm-hmm.
I walk over to what he just I thought was.
Okay. There's just a group of people around you. There doesn't appear to be anything else there.
Hmm. I guess I'll just keep an eye out for that.
As you intensely. Are looking around for it, right back where you were standing, you think you see it again immediately out of the corner of your eye.
I run back away. I run over there.
Okay. As soon as you whip your head around to where you saw the motion come from, there's nobody standing there at all. That's not even a crowded area. It's on the outskirts of the crowd.
Hmm. Hello? Any response?
Nothing. Hello? Nothing.
So nobody's around us right now?
You're in, like, there's a lot of people around you, but, like, I would say that you're off in, like, a section, just standing in the sand, by yourself.
All right, I was going to ask if anyone saw.
Suddenly, you're surrounded by Go.
No! I don't believe in you!
I don't believe in you!
Yeah. Is there any objects around me right now? Like, inanimate objects?
I mean, there might be some pebbles kicking around, like, around at your feet. Besides that, there'd be, like, the giant statue of Graskell in the middle, and, like, the vendors off to the side a little bit, but, nothing of note, really.
Any animals?
No.
Or anything? No.
No. You do start to feel an icy tingle up the back of your spine.
Ooh. I just try to snap, look behind me real fast.
You see,
I gotcha!
In a glimpse, what appears to be another shadow, but you only catch a sliver of it this time, but there was, without mistaking it, some kind of motion behind you, and is immediately gone again.
All right. Come on, show yourself. I'm sick of this. I'm missing the party over there. I'm trying to think if I have any spells at all.
You feel
you're a bard.
An icy touch of what appears to be fingers.
Oof.
Reach out onto your shoulder. And in a whisper in your ear, I've been told I could find you here.
What? What?
Your mom.
You just hear in the distance.
Your mom.
And as quickly as it came out, do you want to roll me a perception check?
Yeah, that sounds good. Here? I was trying to think of what I should do. That makes sense.
You can roll me a perception check.
Scent probably, it seems like scent probably doesn't really matter here, huh?
Like,
scent and hearing, because my lycanthropy, but probably not.
I mean, we can wrap it in. We can wrap it in.
You could probably get advantage.
Right? I roll. Well, I rolled a 15 for the first one. I don't know if I get advantage for this, but...
advantage? I would say not, no.
Okay. 15 then, sir.
My good sir. 15.
15. Okay. At the last second, when you feel these claws quickly touch your shoulder and that voice enters your head and you whip around, you make out a faint outline of the actual claws that appeared on your shoulder.
Crazy.
And they appear to be made out of some kind of black wisping smoke.
Whoa.
They look very ethereal in nature, and as they draw away, as you look down on your shoulder, and as they draw away, disappear into a wisp, and as you turn around, there's nothing behind you yet again.
Oh, weird.
Tabitha, I bet.
Tabitha. Interesting. I don't really have, like, anything that's really going to help me out of this. I can't just ask. Just keep asking, like, what do you need help with, or who are you? Show yourself.
Yeah, there's no response. As you, like, catch the glimpse of this and it recedes from you, you, like, the icy touch on your shoulder and the chill up your spine starts to recede a little bit. Your heightened senses seem to come to ease a little bit.
Okay.
I think I'm just gonna, like, roll by, like, near beep, you. Boop. I'm just gonna hit reverse Terry, and I'm gonna go back into this crowd. but like keep like walking backwards and like just keep staring where that just happened. Yeah, just assume Ronan. Ronan's always with me. Does Ronan react anyway?
You can, I mean, looking down at him, it looks like he was experiencing something similar. You can see that, like, the nape of his neck is stood up and his haunches are all...
Right, I'm just gonna hop on Ronan and be like, I just, like, saddle on back to the crowd. Just completely ignore that. I don't know. I really don't have anything. I don't know what to do there. That's kind of weird. I'm assuming this thing will show itself. If I'm asking for it and it's not showing itself, I'm sure it'll eventually, you know, do the thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Until then, I'm just going to brush that off and go to get the closest bar to get a pint.
Okay.
Which, I'm not sure what bar that would be, but...
It's either the Howling. You're still standing, like, relatively in the middle of the party. Everybody was kind of in the central cul-de-sac.
Okay, I'm just going to the bar.
Okay.
And maybe I can ask the bartender if he's ever heard anything like that.
Are you going to the tankard, or are you going to...
Which is, I think Deffy is...
He's at the tankard. The reeking swine is the bartender whose brother you beat the shit out of.
Not that one. I'll go to Deffy.
Okay.
All right, I just walk through the door.
So, hey, what up, bro?
Hey, Deffy. Hey, I just had a really weird experience. Oh, can I have a pint, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Just one?
Two.
Two? Okay. Just ale, or what are we going for here? What are you
feeling? Yeah, ale's fine. I'm trying to keep it chill.
That's I'm kinda, also tripping that's my balls weird off. For you.
I know, I'm tripping.
Oh, right okay. Now. Well, that explains it. I was like, dude, you usually have it cranked up to like 11 in here. Right. So
I'm actually really calm. I'm in that calm sweet spot when you're tripping, so everything's really good. But I just had a I was tripping so hard that I just felt like a ghost or like some weird thing was like with cold hands like touching me. Do you guys ever get like weird shit like? Stories like that around here?
No, man. You sure that's not the drugs?
No, I'm pretty sure it is.
You think so? Okay. Well, yeah. No, I mean, that's just, that sounds like bad juju, man. You gotta let that shit go. Suck it down with some brown. Here's your beers, bro.
Suck it down, pipe. Can I have a hug?
Yeah, bud.
I just hop on top of the bar.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like reaching down.
Oh, this is nice.
Feet dangling.
Yeah. All right. I'm just gonna sit at the bar. With Ronan right there, just gonna drink and let time pass a little bit.
Okay.
Just stay in public in the light because that was weird. And I'm tripping.
Okay. We're gonna cut back over to Shrimp.
Wait.
Miss Cocktail, as you were trailing Arathis and his companions through the library. Seemed to be becoming increasingly more agitated, so much so that all of a sudden you hear a large crash, and it appears that the Dragonborn has busted through one of the large ends of one of the bookshelves in the library and broken it apart, spilling a large amount of books on the floor.
Okay.
And then you hear Arathis say, "It's not here. It's not here, you fools. How could we... Where could this possibly have gone? We were supposed to keep track of this. Is there anyone else here that would have had access to this book?" You roll me a perception check. As you speaking loudly, the Dragonborn is kind of got his head hung a little low.
Not good. That's a 13.
You hear some kind of mumble, and you can make out the words Thalassia and Robbed. At the tail end of it, there's also a name. Sekirith. If you're writing that down for your notes, it's S-E-K-I-R-I-T.
S-E-K-I-R-I. Sekirith? One more time?
I misspelled that. S-E-K-I-R-I-R-A-T-H.
I-R-I-R?
Sekirith? No, I'm sorry. Just one I-R.
Sycamore.
Sekarath.
Okay.
Yeet.
Got it.
Sekarath.
Wow, that was...
Yeah. That's how it's pronounced.
After this crash and the bit of mumbling and murmuring coming from the Dragonborn, you see Arathis sweep his cape, and the group begins to storm out of the library.
Okay. I'm kind of trail behind them after they fully exit the library. I don't want to be too close because I don't know who could perceive or not.
Okay, it looks like they are headed to the main front of the party. They're going back outside.
Okay. Then I'll start heading back then.
Okay. They're kind of like perched and standing at the top of the stairs of the Capitol and looking at Hazy as he's crushing his performance currently.
Okay.
You can see that. Okay, yeah, you can see that as you pass, Arathis' brow is very furrowed. He appears deep in thought as he's scanning the horizon of people around him.
Pretty sure that Shrimp is the one holding that book right now.
Ooh.
No, don't say that shit. No, I'm not. Nuh-uh.
Good thing these guys don't have locate item. That would suck.
Why does it say it's right next to us?
He's just like feeling around.
It's supposed to be right here.
What do you mean it's here?
Your mom.
Yeah, I'm gonna sneak away from that.
Cut to Brixton, just Naruto running in the desert right now. casting mold earth to create a tilled field in a circle, spiraling out.
Nice.
That's what he's doing.
Okay.
So he's just running in circles, casting mold earth, and just creating a plowed, burrowed area.
Okay. As you're running through and breaking up this sand, and it appears to be obsidian and just slate rock underneath you. You're kind of just grinding stone and sand together.
Yeah.
As you're making this happen, it almost is igniting, and you're leaving like a trail of smoke as you're burrowing through this tough, rocky sediment.
Okay. Actually, visual of that is really cool.
It's Naruto running, leaving a trail of embers.
Yeah. The guards outside of the city just like, what the fuck is happening out there? Should we call somebody? No, not really.
Brixton, as you're plowing this field, out of the corner of your eye, you see what appears to be a shadow move. Very quickly, as it catches your attention and you turn your head, in this completely vacant desert, you're the only person out here. You thought you saw a person.
I mean, me and Butterbeans are out here.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, you and the hamster. Yes.
Okay.
Dick?
You and the fucking hamster.
You and the fucking hamster. You thought you saw the shape of a human. May have even resembled a woman, and as you look over out of where you noticed it out of the corner of your eye, it seems to have disappeared as well.
Okay. I'm gonna stop and look around. Hello?
Anyone there?
You got nothing.
Nothing? Okay. You can help me if you want.
Bricks, there's no response.
Okay. All right. And looking around, I don't see anything?
No.
I guess? Okay. No, all right. Well, then I'm going to continue what I was doing just a little slower. And looking around a lot more.
Okay.
And I'm gonna telepathically tell Butterbeans, hey, keep a lookout. Did you see anything?
I see you, what appears to be making coals in the ground.
Okay, so I'm gonna pass him an image of what I felt like I saw, and just be like, keep a lookout. I felt like I saw something out of the corner of my eye.
A shadow in the dark?
Yeah.
I think maybe your eyes are playing tricks on you a bit.
Let me know if you see it. That's all right. I'm saying.
Okay, I'll keep a lookout.
All right. Be a good boy. I love you.
He called a good boy?
You're a good boy.
Oh, I am a good boy. Love you too.
You're a good boy.
Thank you.
Scritches later.
Thank you. Yeah, okay. I'll right. keep a lookout.
Okay. So I'm going to continue on and keep a lookout. But yeah, okay, so that shit's crazy. I'm going to have to do something with this dirt in here.
Tarnia.
I'm waiting for Shrimp to get
back. Waiting for Shrimp. Shrimp is at the...
I'm on okay. the way.
On the way, working their way there. Okay.
Wait, has it like been an hour since everything passed, or how long has it been?
I would say probably about half hour, 45 minutes.
Okay.
At this time,
so
give or take.
Invisible.
Yeah, they were very thorough in the library, going through their shit.
Yeah.
Nugs.
Yeah.
Nugs, I need you to make me a Constitution saving throw.
Okay.
That's not his best thing. He's in a bar. He's drinking.
Ooh, was that a good one?
He gets disadvantage.
Oh, nope. That's a natural one.
Whoopsies.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay.
I think the drugs just took a bad turn.
Yeah.
There goes that sweet spot I was in.
You begin to lose all vision as blackness starts to creep in.
Oh, no.
From your eye, the sides of your eyes, and you look up at Deffy, and he's kind of got like a flat expression on his face, and he looks at you as you're starting to like wobble backwards,
oh, no.
and like fall off your stool a little bit, and he goes, "Sorry, bruh," and two super strong sets of arms grab you at either side and drag you off
sold?
Your stool.
He just got
kidnapped.
He just
got fucked by Deffy.
Deffy
just
kidnapped.
Drug me?
Deffy
just
Damn.
Fucked you up.
Wow, I did not see that coming. That's intense.
You just got roofied by Deffy.
You're literally, you're lulling back and your head is flopping and you're just losing all vision as you're just hoisted blindly
Can
into
I
the air.
Can I try to yell for Ronan to run before...
Yeah, I mean, it kicked in pretty quickly, but yeah, you can, it might come out pretty garbled, but you can give
by
it a
the
shot.
Others, Ronan.
I feel so betrayed right now.
I wanted to try to tell Ronan to find the others.
What is it, Ronan?
maybe he just instinctively knows, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of get it off. It seems like... From his point of view, enough where he, like, kind of understood, like, he was starting to panic, but he's going to run off, and, like, the last thing you hear as you fade to black is a yelp.
Oh,
no!
Nick, what did she do to me?
Is Nug stuck in a well? What's going on?
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I did not expect that to happen. All right. Well, I guess that's my turn.
How many times are you going to hurt your dog before you just betray him?
Damn, that's wild.
Damn.
You just like, hold on a second, your screen goes black, and you show up in his screen and just start stabbing him.
Undertaker's gone.
He's in the building!
Way to throw a curveball there, bud. That was crazy.
Holy shit, Deffy!
He just got kidnapped.
No one's going to know either.
Yeah, nobody has any idea. You're completely separated from the group.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
Brixton just narrowed to running. Still.
He's like, I'm going to save everybody. Nugs is out of commission. Brixton is tilling the land. Tarnia is talking to an inanimate object. And Shrimp is standing on no, you're working your way back enough. I'd say within this time frame that you'd be able to make your way up to the Metal Buckets Memorial shriveled tree hill.
I'm back.
Now there's two of them up there.
Yeah,
there is two.
Yeah.
One is invisible still, right?
By the time.
Oh yeah, I'm still invisible.
I would say by the time that it took you to traverse there, that you probably are at your about at your hour, almost like
perfectly timed. So all Tarnia sees is my little double just disappear out of nowhere.
Yerma. And then you walking up the the hill. Yerma.
I'm back.
You've just been listening to your mom for an hour.
Yeah, I have.
It's going fucking nuts.
It's like, oh my god.
Welcome back.
I miss my mom.
Listen, it only has so much settings I can work with. Those are the go-tos.
So I'm sorry I punched you.
It's all good. I think you learned your lesson with the body double as well. Fair is
never
fair.
Never do that again.
I won't do it to you, at least.
I will punch you twice as hard if you do.
Noted.
I was just about to say it, too. That's awesome.
So what'd you find out?
Well, I found our little Arathis is looking for something in the library of the City Hall, but he couldn't find it. I think it might be the book we have, so that's a problem. Mm-hmm.
A problem, or maybe...
I don't know. He seemed mad.
How mad?
Well, one of his subordinates threw a bookcase because he was upset.
Like a whole bookcase?
Well, like pushed it down, but yeah, a whole bookcase.
Okay.
Yeah. But they were really adamant about finding this book.
Should we feed it to the bucket?
We'll keep that as a backup. I want to see what happens.
I mean, if anything, we could hold it hostage for information and then feed it to the bucket anyway.
I like the way you think. I knew I liked you for a reason.
Wish we knew who killed Bucket.
He fought well.
Thank you. I do miss my husband.
He was a good man.
As you guys are looking out over the hill, you see Brixton down in the desert below you. There's like a faint glow of embers coming around as he's just making these cut lines in the sand that are just he's just tilling dirt. And he looks like he's like thinking he's running way faster than he is, but it's just like a normal pace.
Is that
a little faster than
you can
normal.
You can tell in his head he thinks he's like anime, like dashing through the sand and like just speed running the whole thing. But he's just kind of like just above a brisk jog pace.
Is that Brixton?
I think so.
It looks cool as shit, right?
It does look pretty cool. Besides the pace that he's going at, it does look pretty cool.
Should we?
He does run 10 feet per round faster than normal.
People. Okay, so I guess you are running pretty fast. Then.
I'm running pretty fast.
All right.
I am a monk, so I get to do that. Okay.
I think he's got it. He's figuring stuff out.
All right.
What the hell is he doing out there?
I don't understand him.
I don't either, but at this point, I'm not surprised anymore.
I've just got one of those, like, beer hats with that stuff that she gave me, just running.
Mixed with the rat head, the goggles.
Oh, God. I forgot about those things. Yeah, no.
You're just running in a circle.
Just a rat head with the little beer holsters. Mustache.
I love it.
Yes. Shrimp, could you lower your gain a little bit? You're clanking your cereal bowl pretty hard.
My bad.
And a unibrow, I believe now.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really furrowed unibrow.
And you have a unibrow and a faded mustache, I believe, at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really went all out with you.
Yeah, you did. And the goggles.
Exactly.
Running as fast as I
can. Oh yeah, you look pretty crazy right now. It is still pretty cool though. So yeah, what do you guys have in mind for a game plan here?
I'm gonna be unconscious.
That is true. Nugs is exempt from this decision making.
Oh shit, yeah.
I think I am gonna turn in for the night.
Yeah, me too. I think it's been a good night. Everyone's accounted for the most part.
Yeah. For the most part. And then as soon as I'm done, I'm gonna also take a long rest, just like bury myself in the desert.
Okay.
Okay.
At the center of his spiral.
Leave Butterbean. Say, hey, listen, like,
you just warn see me a
if
little...
you if you notice anything, but you know. Also get some sleep if you need it.
Okay.
You just see a little mound in the middle of the circle. He's fine.
Yeah, just in the middle, like think down and. Start sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody is going to have a nice, peaceful, long rest.
Awesome. I'm going to reset my character sheet.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
We get to do that now.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys were in and out of combat for a minute there.
I am up after 4 hours.
For no reason.
Okay.
I spent quite a few spells in that bar scene.
So I'm going to say that while you guys tucker out for the evening here, for a little while, we're going to fade back to Nugs. Nugs.
Nobody knows.
You awaken to the most abrupt and startling rising of your entire life, as it appears... You are blindfolded and hit with a blast of ice-cold water.
Oh.
Your hands are bound behind you and tied to some type of chair.
I get waterboarded?
You can't see anything still. You're bound, not gagged, but you're blind. You have a blindfold on, and you're hit with soaking. You're just absolutely soaked at this point. So very disoriented, the effects of whatever it was that you took / drank are making you pretty groggy, and you have no idea where you are in this moment.
Oh, my head is killing me.
You're immediately punched in the face.
What is it? Ow! Why?
I like this episode.
This is great.
Is this like a sex thing? Is this one of those sex things? Alright. Nope. No mouth stuff. Alright, I'll do mouth stuff.
Alright, I'll do mouth stuff.
Please don't punch me in that hurt.
Right, I'll do mouth stuff.
I'm not going to do mouth.
All right, I'll do mouth stuff.
You hear it.
Okay, I'll do mouth stuff.
Oh, shit. I think Nugs is my favorite character.
Shit, <I'm>
so funny. No mouth stuff. All right, I'll do mouth stuff.
All right, I'll do mouth stuff.
Oh, man. Is there blood coming out of my mouth?
Oh,
I feel like blood coming out of my mouth.
So you're gonna take.
How hard was this punch? That's what I'm asking.
You're gonna take three points of bludgeoning.
Oh my god, I'm like tearing up.
You hear super gruff voice shouting at you. What do you want?
What do I want?
Punched in the face immediately again.
You called me.
Did you punch me again?
Yeah, 2 points of bludgeoning.
I'll spit like whatever blood out. Yeah. All right. I'll do butt stuff. Just please stop hitting me.
I asked what you wanted.
I don't know. What do you want? I'll do whatever you want. You'll love it. It'll feel so good.
He's going to punch you in the stomach.
I want to, like, be let go.
Oh, no. That's 4 points of bludgeoning. You came to this city for a reason. What do you want?
What are we doing here again, guys?
Nugs just wants to party, so maybe.
Yeah, I probably would just... Oh, jeez, I'm going to get punched again. Oh, shit, I kind of forgot, like, why we came back.
Think about your answer. Give it a second.
Okay. I wanted to be better. I wanted to control my inner demons, my monster. I wanted to find people like me. I wanted to be liked and loved. Yeah. And not punched in the face.
You can punch in the face.
I definitely start peeing my pants a little bit. Just gotta be. Gotta be a little of that going on.
It's just like spraying out of both sides of your thong.
Oh, jeez. Can you take the blindfold off so I know I'm talking to?
That's a start. And then you feel this chair get swept out from underneath you. And you let crash land on the floor. And then you feel what appears to be a boot connect with your stomach.
All right, man. I've been into this up until now.
Who brought you here?
Bet Nugs is having so much fun.
I'm not going to lie, Mr. Big Boot Boy, but I don't really remember because I've done a lot of drugs and I drink and I'm kind of on a bender right now. I'm not the most responsible person in my group. Are you sure you even got the right guy?
You came here to be better, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's start being better then, yes?
Oh, shit. This guy's good.
There's another quick. It's another 3 points of bludgeoning.
Oh, no. I'm not. This isn't good.
Nugs is already almost dead.
Quick above table. I don't remember why we came here. It's been so long. Hello. Hey, man. I don't want to scare you, but I'm Nugs for comfort, and people are going to notice that I'm missing, like, real soon. I bet my friends are looking for me right now, so if you don't stop kicking me and punching me, and then flash over to him, just everyone sleeping to him, just in the fucking desert, no one cares.
Just sleeping peacefully. Everything's fine. Yeah.
You're going to be in trouble.
You feel a boot heel on your neck as it's pressing and starting to close into your throat. You're like, did you forget that you signed up for this?
Oh, jeez. Is this one of those sex things still? I signed up for so many things.
Oh, my God.
You're like kind of squeaking as the air is just being... What was that?
I'm sorry.
Humility is a very redeeming quality. You hear another voice in the room, and this one sounds familiar to you, as it appears that Graskell is standing in the corner.
Probably Graskell then.
All right, I think that's enough. It seems that he might be malleable enough. Let's get him cleaned up and get him started.
Oh, jeez.
And
say out loud.
You're dragged to your feet and the blindfold is taken off. And you can see that you're in a very dimly lit room with just a couple torches on the wall. Graskell is standing, leaning against the wall with his arms crossed, and there is a dark red wolfborn in front of you that is taken off your blindfold and is currently working on your bandages. He's an enormous humanoid. Not so much tall, but you can see that even through his very thick, dark crimson fur, that he just seems to be radiating with dense muscle. And proven even more so by how hard he could hit.
Oh, he's going to punch me.
Yeah.
I know those fists anyway. Okay, I'm definitely going to wolf out then, because I feel like I'm not just going to sit in my chicken form while everyone else looks cool.
Okay.
I'll go to my Wooster form.
Okay. As you transform, you can see that they both kind of are taken aback for a little bit and are staring at you, seeing like how you're going to proceed with this.
Gotcha. He's like, oh, no, I just wanted to look cool like you guys. Sorry.
This is, it seems you have more control over this than we've given you credit for.
Yeah, do you want me to roll anything for it? I've been doing pretty good recently with my rolls.
I mean, I think you could still transform at will, right?
Yeah. Well, like, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the getting back that's the hard part right now.
Right, right.
Also, we're going to switch out the artwork for Nugs here. All
right, sorry.
And the Wooster chicken form. There we go. Updated.
Say, oh, hey, Grasco. You know, next time you could just, like, say hi and, you know, a handshake or something. Is this how you guys always start these things?
If you're going to be a part of the team, this is how, I mean, it's not an easy process. If you want out, now's the time.
Just the way I came? Do I have to get punched again to walk out, or...
If you don't want to be a part of the Torn Moon Soldiers, nobody's going to force you, but I can promise you that the road's not easy. Everyone's gone through this, but if you truly want to better yourself, this is the way.
I do. I do want to be better. I want people to like me, and I want to be able to help people. Everyone just makes fun of me, so I'm small and just super good-looking, and no one takes me seriously, and I... just want to help people and show them that I can be a leader too. So I'll do whatever I have to do.
I think this is a good start for right now. If you really truly do want that and to better yourself, I mean, be a part of an even bigger team with a bigger purpose and truly help people, because that is our sole reason for doing what we do. With the Torn Moon Soldiers is taking care of those around us and making sure that everybody's okay. Admiration comes last on that list, but should you deserve it, you will find it. The first step is finding yourself within. And it seems like you've already got a little bit of a hold on your transformations, which is one of the trickier parts here. Me and my companion here are not lycanthrope inflicted, but we have worked very closely with many of them, and there is a great many on our team who will be able to help you along that journey.
I'd be greatly appreciated if you could help me. And then I just, like, give the biceps a squeeze, the fucking ripped dude. I'm like, I want to be like this guy. Just, like, rubbing his, like, six-pack.
He is, like, kind of a smirk, but then just shoves your hand off of him for a minute.
Okay, we're not.
Be like,
we'll get there. We'll get there. Too early, too soon. I get it.
For tonight, I think that's enough. You've more than earned a bit of a rest here, and welcome to the Torn Moon Soldiers.
Thank you.
I just go about to go to shake his hand. Thank you.
Go clean yourself up. We'll reconvene tomorrow.
Okay, where do I go? Where are we?
You're still in the city.
Okay.
So
are we, like, yes, in a building?
We're in the barracks at the main gate, out that door, and then you'll be in the main courtyard of our barracks here, and you should be able to find your way from there. You're staying at the Howling Tankard?
Yeah, I was, until I think Deffy kind of freaks me out. Did you pay Deffy to drug me exactly? Like, how did that work? What just happened to me?
Yeah, it's part of the initiation. He does that for most people when he's here, at least.
Oh.
Yeah.
Feel a little betrayed.
Yeah, it's not his fault. I mean, we need somebody to do it, and he's just the one who happened to be there, so don't take it out on him.
Okay. I might, but okay. Well, not the first time I've been drugged, so barracks is this way, and I'll start
yeah. Then just hook a right when you hit the road. You'll find your way.
Oh, hey, is my dog okay, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. He's outside, tied to a post. He's totally fine. We just had to grab him.
Oh, okay. Thanks for not hurting my dog.
Yeah, no, he's fine. You think we would hurt a dog?
True. Good point. Touche.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Now my heroic journey begins.
Ronan's just bloodied outside.
Oh, jeez.
No, Ronan's totally fine. It was more of a scared yelp. He got, like, snagged up and, like,
I got scared when you muzzled. Did the yelp. I was like, no!
Right?
That was actually a surprise. I was like, no, Deffy betrayed us.
I guess I just walk out to the barracks and go to someone else.
Okay.
Has it been a whole... It's been a whole night.
It's been a long day. It's still about the middle of the night. This has been probably about 3 hours or so, before you got dragged there. So it's in, like, the middle of the night right now.
Oh, okay.
You get a long rest with the rest of us.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you wanna
sleep with Ronan somewhere,
just collapse somewhere. You're fucking. You're pretty roughed up right now.
Yeah, I'm just gonna collapse next to him.
I was like, oh man, I really don't want to kill him.
He took, I think it was 12 total points.
Some chunks.
Would have been fun.
Some light chunks. Yeah, just
could have been anything. I just didn't know what was going on.
What you wanted.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I did ask for it.
No, that was pretty cool, actually. I got a little worried there, though.
That was the idea. Yeah, I was trying to create a little
bit of suspense. That was pretty good. got me a little concerned. I was like, man, we're going to beat the shit out of Deffy.
That wasn't part of the original plan, but
yeah, way to pivot.
Yeah, that was good.
I go to sleep. Long rest it.
Okay. You all get a decent rest. And Tarnia, you said you're up after like 4 hours, so you're long rested. You get a long rest at 4?
Yep.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You don't even have to sleep, do you? You trance.
I trance.
So you don't even technically sleep.
That's kind of crazy.
Shrimp's out cold.
Throughout the night. Tarnia, are you actually... So you're not sleeping, technically?
I mean, I can read what it is.
She trances.
It's because I'm an elf.
She goes into a meditative state because she's an elf.
Do you dream while this is happening?
Elves don't need sleep. Instead, they meditate deeply, remaining semi-conscious for 4 hours a day. While meditating, you can dream after fashion. Hold on. After a fashion. Such dreams are actually mental exercises that have become reflexive through years of practice. I gain the same benefit from sleeping 8 hours.
Okay. So, yeah, she doesn't sleep, basically.
Yeah.
She's aware of her surrounding.
Aware of your... It said semi-aware of your surrounding.
Semi-conscious.
Semi-conscious. Yeah. Semi-aware. So you can see if things are happening around you or...
I think if someone was loud around me...
If it's, like, obvious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I would say disadvantage on perception, if that's what you're trying to figure
out. That sounds about right to me. All of you are having vicious nightmares, almost like night terrors. Visions of violent and bloody chaotic imagery pass through your minds. Brixton, you're having visions of your father, but he's being tortured. Shrimp, you're surrounded by your friends as a fire arises in a circle around you. And you're standing in the center of it, unharmed, while your family and friends are being lit aflame outside of you. Nugs
is so sleepy. I got my ass kicked. Does he really need to...
You're doing Nugs. Butt stuff.
Nugs. Nugs, you're standing at the edge of a cliff in your dream. It's... almost as though you're getting a feeling of being pushed off. You see something falling below you, but it's kind of hard to make out what it is. It's just disappearing from your sight, and a large swelling of fear in your chest is just radiating, and there's nothing particularly violent or gruesome happening around you, but you recognize this cliff, and it seems you've been here before. And just this depiction of the scenery in front of you in your dreams is making you very, very unsettled. Tarnia, you see your husband as he's being wrought down on in a circle of demons clouding above him and swooping down in what appear to be attempting to pick him apart piece by piece as they're ripping panels and metal away from him. And he's dropping to his knees in a dark room. Tarnia, will you please roll a perception check for me with disadvantage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, she finds out, Brix did it.
Yeah, poor Brixton. And only Brixton.
Nobody knows that that happened.
That's a 5? Oh, no. Oh man.
Don't worry about that.
Okay. Hang on one second.
We all know you did it.
I just rolled a natural 20, so yeah, that's for sure not happening.
Are you sure? I don't.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Natural 20 out of 5.
Not anymore since you said it that way.
Okay.
I don't like this, guys.
I don't like it either, but I do enjoy the fact that this is getting a little bit more stressful.
Absolutely.
Let's get started.
Like, the shit's getting more stressful, and I like it.
Okay. As the night passes, the nightmares recede slowly but surely. You all have been having these horrifying visions throughout the night, but they do recede into plain darkness. Some of you might even get a glimpse of somewhat of a regular dream throughout the night, but nothing more from that besides these very, very vivid images too. These dreams came through. They weren't muddled in the slightest or confusing like how normal dreams are. There seemed to be a sequence of events, and they were very clearly depicted in your head.
I have a question. Did my dad look the same age as when I remembered seeing him last, or did he look older?
He looked how you remembered him.
Okay.
Same thing. Shrimp with your family and friends, they look like were aged about the same way.
Yeah.
Tarnia, I mean, Metal Buckets wasn't really changing at all, so he appeared the same too.
He never changed.
And I don't even know what fell in mine. I didn't.
It looked like a person, like something living.
Okay. Okay,
cool. And with that, the Zanzasa sun is rising upon a beautiful horizon. There's a very nice glow to the sand, and the weather is perfect, and that the day is yours.
Brixton wakes up. and then is like,
it's
turns
a
to Butterbeans.
Beautiful day.
And I would like to ask Butterbeans if he, like, sensed any of the dreams I had.
No, Mr. Brixton, I don't think I did. Did you not sleep well?
I had a bad dream about my father. Hey, next time I sleep, I need you to try to just take account of what's going on in my head.
Stand watch, you mean, or?
Yeah, just, if I have a weird dream, just see if you can kind of glean anything.
I don't particularly know if I've ever done anything like that, but I can surely try for you.
You're a smart hamster. You're good.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, yeah.
Just start scratching.
Yeah. His leg's going.
I want to get his leg going. Don't fuck up my shit. Okay, here we go. Okay, so yeah, I guess we're gonna go back into town. Me and Butterbeans are gonna ride back into town.
Okay.
I'm done with what I need to do for tonight.
Am I just waking up? I'm just waking up in like the barracks area.
Did you walk any further, or did you?
No, I just collapsed next to Ronan, so I guess.
Oh, okay. So you just walked outside. Okay.
Yeah, so I guess I slept outside with Ronan. I'll wake up so groggy just from like the weird ass shit that just happened.
Yeah, you're not feeling great. You got the shit kicked out of you. You didn't
get any health back, do you think, with that sleep? Probably not.
Yeah, you guys rested up, but I would say that all of you probably have, I don't want to say a level of exhaustion, but like definitely are not feeling at the top of your game here. You're definitely at full health again, but
okay.
But feeling some type of way.
I just look around and
I would like to download with Butterbeans as I'm writing him and just like show, like give him images of what I saw in my dream.
Oh man. You know what? I actually do need all of you to make a DC 12 wisdom saving throw.
Okay. That's my best stat. DC 12, you said?
Correct.
You said wisdom saying?
Nice. Mine.
Oh, yeah, I'm
Hold
good.
Hold on a second.
I'm good.
Oh. Oh no.
Is it more sex stuff? What was that noise?
Yeah, it's about to be.
I got a 16 on my wisdom save.
16, okay.
Yeah. I got a 7.
7? Sure. Okay.
No, you didn't. Add 3 to that.
I got it.
For 10. What, though?
Is it plus my proficiency? Enough. Hold on.
Oh, because you're in her aura? Or his? Yeah.
Okay.
Aura.
Then that'd be 10.
Still, yeah,
so
still
yeah. Equal to your charisma modifier. Yeah, so 3.
Yeah, that'd make it 10. It's still not enough.
And I'm at a 8.
An 8? Okay, Nugs.
Oh, that's not good.
Rolled a natural 1 again.
Oh my god, no! Dude.
I'm having a really rough episode.
Oh, dude.
I get punched in the face. The ghost comes punches me in the
Round
face.
Round 2, motherfucker.
Holy shit, man, that's not good.
Okay.
Terrible rolls to fucking...
Everybody that failed, you are going to wake up from your long rest with negative 8 HP.
Oh, shit. Is that...
Subtract 8, not you're not all dead. Subtract 8 from your HP.
So, DM, question. I was at 50, you took 12 away from me, so I don't even get that back now, right? I just get negative, I get
no,
8.
No, you got that back.
No, you got that back. You got that
so
back.
So now I'm only down by 4?
You're yes, full correct. Health, and you're down by 8.
Yeah, so go to full health, and then take 8 away from it when you wake up.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I am almost glad that Brixton has high wisdom.
So Brixton, you are gonna take 4 damage from that. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I do take some damage.
And again, all of you are feeling like you did get a night's rest, but you wake up feeling almost not injured, but like worn down mentally.
Okay.
So that was technically, like, where that damage is going to be coming from is like,
I feel like this is normal
psychic type of. You do have nightmares regularly, though, right, Briggs? We've been talking about this.
Has nightmares, yeah. Though. Yeah. Like he's used to, but this is a different one.
This was definitely all of you would notice that this is very different from any nightmare you've had in the past.
Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna head back into town. The party, is it still party time, or is everybody like comfort that morning? Is everybody just like passed out wherever they fell?
In the morning, yeah, it's probably like there's definitely like even on a higher volume is like there's a very large hangover state. All the vendors
passed out everywhere.
Seem to have their stuff packed up, like all their wares and stuff, but there's like empty tables outside. It's fairly early in the morning. I would say probably like 8 a.m. So nobody's really setting up or anything. You could tell even the vendors and everybody had kind of gone pretty hard last night for the first night of the festival. So there's a bit of a reprieve, and Arcayasa, for the first time that you're seeing it, is actually pretty quiet.
Okay. So I'm riding in on Butterbeans. I've downloaded with him on what I saw in my dream. Like, I want to like mentally give him images of what I saw.
Jeez, Mr. Brixton, that's terrifying.
It would. Crazy.
That's scary. No wonder you were concerned.
It's my dad. He looked...
He looks like a good man. He looks like he raised a good son as well.
His name was Alabaster.
A fine name.
So I'm gonna head to...
Did you say was?
Yeah, he was taken from me when I was 10 years old. So I haven't seen...
Taken from you?
Yeah.
As in, like, he was abducted, or he left?
He was abducted, as far as I know. I don't remember seeing him taken, but I remember seeing the people coming back out.
And you haven't seen him since?
I haven't seen him.
That's a very long time to be without a father.
It is. Yeah.
We hamsters don't necessarily have much of a family life, so I'm not sure I can relate, but that must be very hard for you.
I mean, it was I had my master's trained me. Kept me out of trouble. But otherwise, yeah, no, I miss him a lot.
That sounds like a long, hard road, my friend. We'll have to delve deeper into that at some point here. Is there, perhaps a spot where we could get breakfast and maybe talk it over more? Or where are the others here?
I'm gonna head to. I guess I'm gonna start heading towards Arnamil's place.
Okay.
But I'm gonna keep an eye out for the others.
Okay. See them. Okay. While that's going on, let's see what's going on with Tarnia and Shrimp over here.
I'll wait for Shrimp to wake up. I assume that's eventually. And
just you're like, just sitting there watching her?
I assume that's eventually. Yeah, yeah.
Did you have a weird dream, like, too?
Did you have a good weird morning, dream, Shrimp. Too?
What? Huh?
Just super close.
Go more. Did you have a weird dream, too?
Your mom.
What do you mean, at two?
As well.
Nope, I was fine.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, should we, I guess we should head into town and maybe find the others.
I mean, I think they're fine, but that's probably a good idea, I guess. I'll at least find one of them. Mm-hmm.
Need another.
In the four hours that it took for Shrimp to wake up, I want to have prepped a spell.
Okay.
It will be Find Steed.
Okay.
I want to have written it all out onto a scroll for her, and then I'll just hand it over.
Okay.
Ooh.
She's a wizard! She can do it! That's so cool!
Wow!
That's cool as shit.
Nice, okay.
Hell yeah.
I keep forgetting that she's a wizard and can just do that shit.
Yeah, I always assume because of like your artwork and stuff that you're just like a rogue. And it always throws me off. She's just like, oh yeah, casting.
That is true.
Yeah, you should definitely do that next time for sure.
I feel like that should be actually her base point.
Yeah, that would go really well with your special weapon too. Brixton is on his way to Arnamil Adams, the blacksmith. Tarnia, yeah. I believe we were with Tarnia and Shrimp having a conversation on top of the hill here.
We were heading back to go try and find our party mates.
Okay.
Yeah. Party mates.
Okay.
He's going to hop on Fluffy and just kind of rest.
Fluffy, I forgot about Fluffy. Okay.
Yeah, I would just be kind of resting in my head while he follows Tarnia around.
On the back of this super gross warg.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
What do you mean gross?
He's like a naked mole rat.
He is adorable.
Fair enough. And his name is Fluffy. I love it.
Exactly.
To a goblin, yeah. To a goblin, he probably is pretty adorable.
Rufus.
Naked mole rat.
Fluffy.
Yeah.
Fluffy. Nachos.
Yeah, somebody got it.
Yeah. Kim Possible, fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck with it.
Nugs, what are you thinking right
I'm
now?
I'm gonna be hanging with the Torn Moon soldiers.
Okay.
I don't think I'll go back to the group for a minute.
Okay.
That's nice knowing you guys. Next time you see me, I'm gonna be a big fucking deal. Kind of a big deal.
Oh yeah, sure. Whatever you say.
Do I see Nugs when I'm walking through the city?
So, I mean, for the sake of doing this. I mean, I guess it depends if we're doing, like, a breakaway from the party. I was kind of going to plan it like a Rocky training montage for you.
We do that, too.
And kind of have you go through the steps with these guys. It's just a little weird trying to plan it with the timeline with these guys. Because basically you're, like, going through boot camp, which is not fun narratively or...
They shave me.
Oh, God.
Or for you to be playing, too, because it's just going to be, like, basically getting in shape, running, and stuff like that. So,
who's the naked mole rat now?
I think maybe what we can plan on doing here, then, to the next episode is, like, a bit of a time lapse. where you guys spend some time in the city and you kind of like pick goals that you want to achieve throughout. I mean, we can still continue like going through this episode, how we want to play normally, but I think for like the future of the next one, and we can discuss this off screen here too, but kind of picking some things that you want to get done in here, maybe some preparations of spells, maybe some learning, and we can fast forward a little. No, I'm not talking anything major, like maybe like a week or two, you know. So Nugs, you're kind of waking up in the dirt right now. You're gonna see that there is a couple of humans and wolfborn around you, all wearing Torn Moon Soldier armor and plating with the sigils on their armor. It's kind of like, so it's kind of like light leather, like I would say like medium armor, and then there's like some metal plating involved with it. You can see that the humans one seems to be like a little bit looser on them, and you would kind of make the assumption that their armor being the way it is for when they do decide to or eventually transform into their lycanthropy forms. There seems to be a lot of cleaning going on, and basically somebody's going to come up to you and they're going to hand you a broom, toss a broom at you and point to the floor inside the barracks and say, start sweeping.
Okay, can I get like one of those cool armors and stuff, like some new, I need some new pants. I peed when you guys punished me.
We can get you set up with some clothes, but you're gonna have to earn this armor, wear this patch.
Oh, okay.
I peed when you guys.
You can get yourself cleaned up in the washroom before you start though. First okay, day, huh?
I vote that goes on a t-shirt.
Yeah, is it obvious? I have a huge piss stain on my pants. I want it obvious.
Yeah, I want that t-shirt actually.
Yeah.
What did you guys great. Punish me?
That is actually really funny. what was happening?
Well, oh yeah, I'm so he's gonna use the
sweep.
So it's a human that's talking to you right now, and he's my name's Jerome. Well, welcome in. It's usually not that rough. It's not easy here, but the first day is the worst.
Hey, no
Jerome, are you really gonna be the guy, like my guy I answer to, guy like my best friend?
No, I'm just a soldier, man.
Oh, okay. Do you guys do hugs here? Put my arms up.
Yeah, it's I'll give you a high five, and we can start with that. And why don't you go get yourself cleaned up first? You're kind of gross.
You smell yeah. gross.
You're like literally dripping in blood and dried piss.
What should I do with my dog?
He's welcome here, and you can stay in the barracks. We'll make sure he gets fed. Well, I mean, yeah, we take care of our own here. As far as who you're answering to, it's probably, I'm assuming you met him last night, the wine dog.
You just joined the Brotherhood.
Okay, yeah, I'll just, like, undo the rope around Ronan. And, I'll head off to the barracks, or to get some new pants and stuff and wash up.
Okay, yeah, you find the washroom in there, and, by the time you like go into the washroom and like where he directed you to, you see that Jerome has got like a pair of like cloth pants and like a tunic for you that he's gonna drop outside, and just kind of pat him and give you a nod and then walk away.
Cool. I'm sweeping in the shower. Alright, I'll do all the stuff they told me to do.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're gonna come out and get some direction for sweeping, and then it looks like there's some morning exercises after like the barracks has been gone through and like maintained, and there's like a crew of these guys that are kind of jogging and they're making some laps outside the city. You're like, okay, it's basically you basically join yeah like the Brotherhood, the military. They're putting you through the ringer to try and work the way up the ranks here.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, we can cut over to a shrimp and Tarn. Well, you guys said you're coming back towards the city, trying to figure out where people are at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, where are you going specifically?
I think we're just like looking around like the town, I guess, like nowhere specific or like.
I figure Brixton heading back in would be kind of out in the open, just looking around with his giant rat hat on and everything.
Yeah.
That is true, Tarnia. You have been up. You would have seen him coming out of the field. So, you would also have noticed that he probably is heading in the direction of the blacksmith as he walked past the Howling Tankard in the main cul-de-sac.
I've got hiccup and I hate it.
It's pretty much the worst.
And I think I'm just gonna make my way over to Brixton.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd say you find his creepy ass. See, if you were trying to catch up to him, you probably would have been able to make it to him before
that's
he got
how he
to
looks all the time.
Got to the stoner.
Brixton.
What? Hello.
What were you doing out in the field?
I was trying to make a field where I can plant some seeds.
Did it work?
I mean, first phase is done. Yeah, we did pretty good, me and Butterbeans.
What's the plan now?
Well, the next plan is to wait until Dandelion hits the air so I can buy some seeds. Donate some money for some seeds.
Hmm. Do you know where Nugs is?
Nope.
He's fine.
He's probably out partying. You know how Nugs is. Probably find him at the Howling Tankard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The perfect cover.
You think I'm going to get over there? Shrimp, you want to come with? Get some breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
And then I guess we'll head over to the Howling Tankard.
Okay.
I don't know if Brixton's coming along or not.
Well, I'm going to let you know that I'm heading over to Arnamil's because I was going to see how he's doing and if he needs anything.
Okay.
Specifically. I don't remember if I left him any money, but I was going to invest in his business.
Howling Tankard is where we have to redeem the cat, right?
Did we already redeem the cat?
I think that...
Nope.
No, it was
we
the Oasis.
We have not redeemed the cat.
Okay.
It was the Oasis and it was Tabitha that we talked to. And we needed to redeem the cat thing from Tabitha. I will download that with you at some point in the
You guys can take care of that. She's kind of...
Oh, yeah, you don't want to... You're gonna follow Bricked into Arnamil's?
Oh, she's at Oasis, not the Howling... Or is she?
Yeah, if
she's at Oasis. You guys went to the cat... All right, we're getting things a little twisted here. There's a different tabaxi that's a second bartender at the Howling Tankard.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just give you guys a natural 20 on your history check with this one. The bartender at the Howling Tankard is who you turned the cat over to, whose name was Maple.
Yeah, Marple.
Maple.
Her name was Marple.
Maple. Tabitha is the prostitute.
Brixton is going to convey that her name is Marple and she needs to give us the money for the cat. We haven't received it yet.
Yeah, she said she would return it to the old lady whom had lost it.
Yeah, and then so I'm assuming that she got the money for it. Go to Marple at the Oasis. What Brixton does to Tarnia.
Okay.
And if Shrimp doesn't want to go to the Oasis, she could follow me to the blacksmith.
So the Howling Tankard.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I wasn't going to the Howling Tankard.
I know, but where you're trying to redeem the lost cat quest is at the Howling Tankard.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's through
okay.
Maple, the tabaxi bartender, not Tabitha, Marple. The tabaxi prostitute.
Marple at the Howling Tankard. Oh
my God. Yes.
Okay. Her name was Marple.
Okay, Tarnia and Shrimp are going to the Howling Tankard. Brixton is going to the Stoner, a.k.a. Arnamil Adams' shop.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sweeping.
And you're sweeping. No, you're going for a run in
I'm going for a run.
The desert sun right now. They're working you over, dude. You're getting
I'm getting shredded.
You're getting shredded right now. You're getting the shit kicked out of you.
Next time you guys see me.
Feeling pretty.
Won't you recognize me?
Pretty roughed up right now. It's definitely a workout, and they're putting you through the ringer. Brixton, you have arrived at the Stoner, Arnamil Adams' shop. You're standing directly outside.
I'm going to open the door.
Okay.
Does it ding-a-ling as I walk in?
It sure does, ding-a-ling. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. You see Elvidia standing behind the counter with a very, very pleasant smile on her face.
Does it seem like the forge is going?
The forge is still probably about the status that it was right now.
So kind of like moldering right now?
Yeah, it's been about 8 hours since you brought this raggedy, scrawny dwarf back in for recovery here.
He looked great.
He's a rat. He was emaciated, and then he got turned into a rat, and then
then we freaking pulled
him. No, okay, no, no. He looked phenomenal for until the spell wore off.
I was gonna say he was really good when we showed up.
He was
totally.
I just meant like his physical stature. Like he was.
Yeah, you know, he was good. We
not in
him.
Good
we,
health. Not in.
We got him smelling good. Like he was totally fuckable. Okay, so.
Did you notice the smile?
Yeah, so he's not awake yet, I guess. She's out there?
She's in there, yes.
Yeah, she's in the thing?
Yeah, she's standing behind the counter. Forge is about the same state that it was.
I'm gonna say, hey, how's your husband doing?
He's getting some much needed rest. He's pretty broken up. We did have an intimate moment last night, if that's what you're hinting at. It's very nice to have my husband back. I do
bow, chicka, wow, wow.
Appreciate you for that.
I just had sex.
And it felt so good.
All right.
What can I help you with, Brixton?
I would like to help out a little more, because I see that you sold the armor that I gave you.
I did indeed.
And I know that.
Do you want the money?
No, I would like you to invest that money, and I would like to also invest a little more into making sure that you have plenty of resources that you need.
Okay. What exactly did you have in mind?
I'm going to give you 100 gold.
Okay. That's very, very generous of you.
And I just want you to continue to make excellent armor and weapon.
Yes, I mean, that is indeed the plan, I would say. I mean, honestly, we could probably use physical strength around here more than anything. We could probably get some good supplies for metalworking with this gold, but Arnamil is still in a very rough condition right now. Would you be interested in helping us work around here? His mind is solid, but I think it might be a while before he could swing a hammer. If you would be interested in giving us a hand, we'd be happy to feed you. And
I wasn't even going to ask, but I would love to swing a hammer again. My father was a blacksmith, so I learned a lot.
That would be amazing. We'd appreciate it very much. And once we're back in full swing and making weapons again and our armor, I'm sure we could either repay you with something specially crafted for you and your friends, or repay you back for your gold, or at least help teach you the ways of the metalworking here.
Do you have some good iron in stock right now?
It's It's a little low. I mean, we could probably use a re-up here. I would imagine that there's been some traders that are carrying some raw materials here that we could discuss and deal with.
I'm going to give you 100 gold. You go look for the material.
I can absolutely do that, yes.
And I would like to start making stuff right now, if that's okay. I'm going to get your forge stoked up and get it ready for Arnamil, but also start making some weapons and armor with the stock you have.
That sounds amazing. He should be up at any moment. Let me just go let him know what's going on and that you're here.
I'll run the shop for now if you want to go and run and get more ore.
Yes, absolutely. We can absolutely make that a thing. Let me just go tell him what's going on, and I will run out right now and see what I can find out. Did you see anybody set up in the main cul-de-sac area, or is it the usual shit show after it is the first night?
Did I see anything? I'm asking you, DM.
No, it looked pretty...
Dead. It looked pretty dead. It was barren. Nobody was doing anything. I think Onimo could still win this.
Okay.
But let's get you some weapons and armor to sell.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go get her forge stoked. I'm gonna go ahead and remove 100 gold for her to go and re-up.
Okay.
Awesome. And start working.
Okay. Awesome. She's gonna leave and she's gonna pop into the room real quick, go talk to Arnamil and let him know what's going on. You hear like a little bit of a rustling and like kind of a groan, a bit of a smooch, and she is off and out the door. With that,
all right,
we are going to pan over to Tarnya and Shrimp Cocktail, who have made their way to the Howling Tankard, who, in fact, is standing behind the bar besides a lowly red and black spotted tabaxi named Maple that you would remember. Or no, you like wouldn't. You technically wouldn't remember because that was Boneless Winks and Helga Folger that were with him at the time of the cat sack, but...
I would just like to say I got butter beans running the billows right now.
Love it. Fan in the fire, Tarnya.
That'd be awesome.
I was just going to be like, I'm looking for a marble. Because that's the name that Brixton told me.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Several times.
It's Maple, if that's who you're inquiring about. Maple?
Ah, close enough.
Yes.
I'm here to collect the reward for a cat that was found.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. What the fuck was her name? Let's see.
Nobody knows.
Gretchen.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, she was so happy to have her cat back. I do appreciate you so much. It was Brixton, if
Brixton
I'm not...
Brixton Stormforge,
indeed.
Yes.
Indeed, yes, I remember him. And then
I'm here on his behalf. He has some duties to attend to.
Okay. Yes. Noted. So, are you?
That's a word for it.
Collecting with him. I do recognize. You must be Shrimp, correct?
Currently pooping in their outhouse.
Yes, I've heard. I've heard of you several times. I actually have something for you as well, Shrimp. But let me get. I'm sorry. What was your name again?
My name is Tarnya.
Tarnya. Yes, unfortunately, Gretchen is, there was a reward for the cat, but Gretchen is a lowly, she's a widow, and does not have much of an income, so she was only able to come up with about 10 silver pieces. I hope that's all right.
That is perfectly fine.
We're gonna have to kill Gretchen.
Lovely, lovely. This is what she gave me. Again, I know there wasn't a specific amount listed on the poster for the cats, but I hope this will provide you well for the reward here. And then, Shrimp, I have something from you from next door, and she's going to hand out a scroll of paper to you.
Is this my application?
Do you get to be a prostitute?
An applicant.
Wow, dreams really do come true.
Fuck, yeah!
Yeah!
Take your wins where you can get them.
I made it in life, Mom!
Get me now, Mom.
Look at me now.
Only you can see me now.
From mobster to prostitute.
Moving up in the world, I see.
Catching bodies one way or another.
Eyes, no eyes.
So yeah, she is going to hand you a slip, and it is in fact an application. And there is a letter of recommendation attached to it with Tabitha pleading your case and begging Madam Sapphire to make it a more inclusive environment as well as diverse, and saying that you're super...
That's right, bitch.
She thinks you're super hot and that you should be working there. She loves your demeanor as well.
That's no. Right.
Congratulations, I guess.
I'm going to just immediately take it. I'm going to start writing everything down.
I love it.
Take your wins when you can get them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They ain't going to know what hit them.
I would say that with that, we are probably going to wrap our session up here, guys. I think we all kind of have like a good heading of what's going on. People Hell got some tasks.
Yep. Hell yeah.
Nugs is in the military. Brixton is becoming a blacksmith. Shrimp is fucking. Tarnia will figure something out for you, I think.
Tarnia is watching Shrimp fucking.
Tarnia is watching.
Tarnia is still looking into her bucket, sadly. That's great.
Tarnia's just cheering on Shrimp at this point. Yeah. You take off those clothes!
You can do it, Shrimp!
You can do it! Just every time she's...
That's my friend
quiet.
Over there!
Work those hips! You got this!
In the corner of every client meeting.
Oh, yeah. Man.
You can do it! Don't forget to cast the spell!
That was fun.
Special Dude. Thanks to Ronan.
Oh, yeah. Huge shout out to Ronan, as always. I was yelling their name about 1,000 times last night, too. We're going to start the raid here.
And... Do they have more songs yet? I want to.
We're working on it. No spoilers, but Silas is coming to town, and he may or may not be bringing his recording equipment to do something with a specific demonic milk.
You know, I was just thinking the other day, I was like, it would be so fucking cool if they wrote us a theme song. Just throwing that out there.
It was in the works at some point before. They're also, you know.
I just think that would be so fucking cool.
We'll see what happens. It might be us writing it.
That'd be so fucking cool. I'm down.
Thank you guys, everybody, for hanging out tonight. Players, viewers, Dreadcast for the raid, Raiders, the follows. Y'all are fucking amazing.
Thank you, everyone.
We love you.
That was a blast.
Thank you. Take it easy.
Love you.
We'll catch you on the next one. Peace.
Peace out.